You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 4th, 2022, we are live streaming at Larry Connors, USA, YouTube. Larry Connors, USA, YouTube. I'll remind you, you can subscribe for free to catch the YouTube installments we place and our podcast as well. It's all for free, no paywall here. I want you to get all the information I can give you. The latest we have is that the attacks upon the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has not released any radiation, supposedly. They were hit with artillery shells repeatedly today. Now, they were hit by shells apparently fired not directly by Russian troops, but the Chechens who have come forward to join the Russians. And they don't seem to care about what could happen if you do make such a direct strike on a nuclear facility. Ukraine has four major facilities in that nation, one of them being Chernobyl, which has been shut down since the almost near meltdown decades ago. They have reported that when Russian troops did take over Chernobyl last week, radiation levels did increase in the Chernobyl area due to the motion of military vehicles on the ground stirring up more radiation. We're going to have to watch both of those stories, but they're willing to hit hit nuclear facilities. We've also had reports they're hitting hospitals. They know they're targeting hospitals. Oh, and for what it's worth, Facebook got cut off. Oh, my God. Well, Facebook now says we're doing everything we can, so soon millions of ordinary Russians can get information. Facebook is cut off in Russia after the government announced that Facebook was putting out false information. Facebook says, no, we're putting out the truth. Well, yeah, all right. And maybe in this case they were. But to that extent also, Twitter is now also shut down in Russia. So they're trying to reestablish what they can. Again, this is Russia. Putin does not want his citizens to know how badly it's going in Ukraine. As I mentioned in the previous hour, they're not shipping dead Russians back home in body bags. They have on-site crematoriums. They're reducing them to ashes and spreading them. So we have no way of knowing exactly how many have been killed. Secretary of State Blinken arriving in Brussels today, a series of meetings with allies. He'll go to Europe next week, Poland being one of them. And guess who will be there in Poland with him? VP Harris. That's right. She's suddenly going to be taking part in this. As I said earlier, with Harris involved, what could possibly go wrong that hasn't already? In the meantime, Blinken said, we have no real strategic interest in Russia energy sanctions. We have Republicans and Democrats, including Pelosi and Democrats Shaheen and Warner, basically saying we need to be more energy independent. Shaheen and Warner are saying U.S. oil companies need to increase production. We'll open up the damn leases that you shut down under Biden. Open up the Keystone Pipeline. But Blinken here is saying the sanctions, they won't really have any real impact on Putin, so we don't care. Really, every barrel of oil that comes from Russia into this country is tainted with blood of Ukrainians. Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Republican of Texas, said this administration done a lot of things wrong. He said, but still buying oil from Russia, we are actually financing efforts to kill Ukrainians. One other thing you should know, in the midst of all of this, Biden is still pushing for a nuclear agreement with Iran, the one that Obama signed off on. Never was a true treaty. Didn't take it to the Senate, knowing it'd be defeated. One of the first things Trump did when he got in was tear that thing up. Well, Biden's been trying to reinstate it, and in the process, they had to deal with various countries to have this Iranian nuclear agreement again, one of the countries being Russia. So we're negotiating for Iran's nuclear plant facilities along with Russia while Russia is invading Ukraine, bombing nuclear facilities in Ukraine. Give me a break. If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
General, it seems really risky to be shelling a nuclear power plant. What is the objective here?
Yeah, it's absolutely insanity when it comes down to it, Jesse. I mean, their intent likely is they want to take these nuclear power plants so they can shut the power off in the major cities and the rural areas. There's 15 nuclear power plants in Ukraine at four different sites. But to conduct combat operations in and around nuclear power plants with the obvious safety issues that could take place, which would not only hurt and harm the Ukrainian people, but it would hurt and harm the Russians. It doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense. That is General, retired General Jack King, now a Fox contributor on the Jesse Waters Show, and asking, why are the Russians attacking nuclear power plants? Well, the general said they probably think that's a way to shut down energy to the country, because there are four main power plants, nuclear, with 15 reactors. They generate about half of the electricity for Ukraine. But rather than do it via cyber war and getting in, or maybe they can't, then they decided to start shelling the plant at Zaporizhzhia. Now, those at that facility say numerous fires broke out. They are insisting, in fact, there's an atomic energy inspector on site, says there is no evidence of any radiation leak at this time. Russia troops did not specifically do it themselves, but Chechen soldiers who were been brought in as missionaries with the Russians, they apparently decided to hit the power plants. But do you really think any decision like that was made without the approval of Putin? Seriously? No one's doing anything without his approval at this point. So they decided to carry out the attack on a nuclear plant. My God, what are you thinking? Oh, you're not thinking. And you don't care for your own troops either, because they're also at risk. I told you earlier in news and commentary The Chernobyl plant, which is just south of Belarus, and Chernobyl, the biggest nuclear disaster we've had in the nation since we built nuclear plants, has been closed since the late 80s because of what happened. The ground around it basically considered a gold zone. Do not go into there. Well, Ukrainian forces were in the area days before the invasion because that might be a way that Russian troops are going to directly come in. And now there are reports that because of all the Russian tanks, trucks, and other equipment moving into that area, radiation levels have increased because they've stirred up dust. But attacking a nuclear power plant. Congressman Austin Pfluger, Republican of Texas, in his view.
Now we have a nuclear facility that is being threatened by Vladimir Putin. And, you know, we've been meeting with parliament members all week from Ukraine on the phone and in person. They're extremely worried about what his next step will be. He does not care about the value of life. He is indiscriminately killing civilians, and energy security is national security. That has led us to this point. We must sanction the energy sector to absolutely bring Putin and the regime down.
Yes, we should, but we're not seeing it move in that direction. We have Democrats such as Pelosi. We'll get her ready so you can hear her again in a moment, to hear Pelosi again shortly. When Nancy Pelosi gets asked a question about it, about sanctioning Russian oil coming into this country and shut off money going to Russia because that money is then in turn used to fund their military effort, just listen.
There's been a push by some Democrats to ban the import of Russian oil. Where do you stand?
I'm all for that. Ban it.
Ban the oil.
Ban the oil come from Russia. Yep.
Yep. Ban it. Now, supposedly, the oil being brought in at this time is for private companies, and ironically as hell, much of it from California, because they don't have enough oil and energy in California, despite their turbines and all their green energy products in California, and drilling basically banned. So they need oil and gas, so they're doing it. I will repeat over and over again, at this point moving forward, any oil bought from Russia, every barrel we buy from Russia, not only helps finance their military effort, whether it's being bought by private enterprise, and our government could shut that down and put sanctions in place, but we still haven't, or being bought by the government, supposedly we're not doing it anymore, if you want to believe them. And the second point, every barrel is basically tainted with Ukrainian blood. And yet Secretary Blinken today, again, downplaying the value and impact of energy sanctions on Russia. He said the sanctions are designed to have maximum impact on Russia and Putin while minimizing harm to us and our partners. There is, quote, no strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy, the immediate effect to raise prices at the pump for Americans, and to pad Russian profits with rising profits. He said it still really is not strategic. Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, ban it. Warner and other Democrats saying ban it. Numerous congressmen are saying ban it. And I'll give you another Democrat who says this is absolutely stupid as to what we're doing right now. The response from Senator Manchin of West Virginia coal mining countries, but he's a Democrat.
You cannot be the superpower of the world if you have to depend on other nations to produce your energy. And I'm just in a different place than my caucus or the colleagues or the president, and they have a hard time coming to grips that you've got to use everything you've got. You've got to use your gas, you've got to use your coal, you've got to use your oil, and you have to develop wind and solar and hydro and geothermal and hydrogen. All these things I'm for. But I'm not going to leave us in a void, Larry. I'm just not going to basically go down that path and end up like Germany did.
Now, when he says Larry, he's talking to Larry Kudlow. That was an interview section he did with Larry Kudlow. But here's another Democrat, and he's speaking common sense. We need to use all of our resources. God gave them to us. Let's use them. And we were energy independent under Trump. And, of course, the Keystone Pipeline was underway. I don't know the exact time date that it could have been finished, but I know it'd be farther along, if not finished by now, if Biden hadn't shut it down on his first day in office. And again, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, dealing with oil from Russia.
That product has been coming at an average of over 500,000 barrels a day. It's up to 670,000, you are correct. Mm. And that can be stopped. Now, it's not the federal government buying this product. It's basically private enterprise companies that buy it to provide basically energy, a lot of it to the Northeast, a lot of it over on the West Coast, because it has been extremely cheap.
It has been extremely cheap. But now it's above $110 a barrel at last check. Former President Trump said the other day, watch for it go to $200. Gasoline prices in California this week, 2 days ago, regular gasoline, $6 a gallon. There are a lot of good people in California. That includes Democrats. But there are a lot of radical goofies out there that want to have everything green. They're paying a heavy price right now. That's why some of the companies in California, they don't have oil and gas coming in because leases and so forth have been shut down. Oil companies are not digging on leases they do have permission on because they don't have any way to get it to the facilities, refineries, everything else right now. And this administration doesn't seem to get it and care. Because they're buying into the progressive green BS. Here's Senator Manchin say, we can do what you want, but we need to continue the other. You don't just simply walk away and say, we're done with that, let's do this, but it's not ready yet. I know if you're watching live stream right now at Larry Connors USA YouTube, you see I'm getting a little belligerent behind the mic. And you can probably hear it if you're just listening. Good. I want you to remember that. But Manchin says, as you heard a moment ago, he said, you can't be a leader in the world if you have to depend on others. Again, Senator Manchin.
Bottom line is we can produce it. We're down 1 million barrels a day, Larry, our production. We've been up to over 12.3. We're down to 11.2 million barrels a day. So we can pick up that. People says, well, it's going to create higher prices in America. It should not really reflect at all in pricing higher in America because we have that capacity. If not, you know, I oppose the administration on the XL pipeline. I think we should have built that pipeline. I still think we should build that pipeline and have that product coming from Canada, our best and friendliest neighbor that we have. So we have many options to do this, to not to put a burden on American taxpayers and American consumers.
Yeah, but Biden won't do it. He did release 50 million barrels of oil from our strategic reserve in November 23rd, just before Thanksgiving, to make your prices at the pump at Thanksgiving and holiday travel into Christmas cheaper. It was a drop in, it's oil leaked from your car is what it amounted to overall. We now are now importing something point as of late 21, 8.5 million barrels of crude oil from all countries. And Russia is a major supplier, and we continue to bring it in. Now, you heard Senator Manchin of coal country say, we need that Keystone Pipeline. And we're hearing from him that most of the oil being purchased is actually private companies, mostly on the West Coast, where you find all the greenies, most of them. if they're not in D.C. We don't need it. We can do without it. You have to pay a higher price at the pump, but I say do it. Stop it. Put sanctions in. And even when Nancy Pelosi and I can find agreement on something, by God, beat the drums, bang the cymbal, she says also, put the bans in effect. Stop bringing Russian oil into the U.S. of A. And then there's something else that could be very dear to your heart in addition to your gas prices. There's something else that Senator Manchin points out. We talk about banning some imports, but not banning others. Listen.
This is a time for us to show our unity behind Ukraine, and that's shutting down everything we can. I've said this, Larry. If our bar owners, God bless them all, the bar owners around America are stopped selling and basically serving Russian vodka, can't we at least stop Russian petroleum and Russian oil from coming in?
Let's do it.
Yeah, shut down that Russian vodka. Put an end to it. There's a lot of it coming out of Texas and other states. And Jack, right out of Tennessee. That's another option. And I've got more from Manchin when we continue.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
What we're going through today, and you and I are of a vintage, we remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and how concerned we were with nuclear war could break out and this and that. We now have a land war not seen since basically World War II in Europe. It could escalate into something horrific. We've got to come together as a country and be the leader that the world needs right now and coming together. So I'm working, as you know, I always do with my Republican friends and my Democrat friends to come together as one as Americans right now and show the unity that we have. What we need to do right now is make sure that we are able to lead by showing the rest of the world how much that we support Ukraine. And we will shut off the revenues every way we possibly can that goes in to Putin and to Russia.
The words again of Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Democrat. He's in favor of shutting down any imports from Russia. Even Nancy Pelosi has said, yes, stop the oil coming in. Other Democrats are saying similar things. Manchin and other Democrats are now publicly stating, yes, let's finish up that Keystone Pipeline. Let's resume drilling. I have various platforms where you can respond. We are live right now at Larry Connors USA YouTube. And I want to thank Tom sent word in that I mentioned earlier that I think the last price I saw on oil per barrel, crude oil today, I don't know. I had to correct that. I don't know if this is West Texas crude or what it is. But oil, Tom writes in, oil is up $8 today, not $115. Trump said just the other day, we keep up this rate, it will be 200. Thanks, Tom, for that update. Also, I have other platforms, as you know, Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can always respond there. And a message came in yesterday that I'm just now seeing. And I apologize. A lot of emails and so forth come in, and sometimes I get behind in trying to catch up and answer them. I try to answer each, but I know I fall behind. The audience is growing so fast, which I'm thankful for, but you have to forgive me if I don't get to you right away. But Denny wrote in yesterday, Biden said that January 6th is responsible for Russia invading Ukraine. This wacko Biden seems climate change cult members have no problem with Iran and Russia drilling for oil and gas. Somehow America's oil and gas is bad for the climate. This is a folly of fools. Biden is helping Russia by refusing to allow America to produce enough oil. I agree. And Denny, I think many in this audience would agree. Now, coming up, we have a subject that there is disagreement on, and that is indoctrination of children and pushing transgender issues and gender nouns upon them in school and indoctrinating as opposed to teaching. I had done yesterday a clip, several clips of an essay piece done by Dennis Prager of Salem Networks, talking about what he would do if he were principal. And one thing would be, I'm not going to judge you, and we're not going to do anything about identity except to what you perform and do. We're not going to get into all that identity and transgender stuff. We're going to do it again here in a moment with someone else. But Melanie wrote in yesterday saying, I live in Maine, and my daughter was indoctrinated by gender and sexual alliance in her public school, and her friend's mom and stepmom groomed her, telling her she was transgender. Donetta wrote, if parents are doing their job, our children cannot be indoctrinated. I have 3 children, 5 years difference, and they're all doing great, and nothing like that has ever happened. And Donetta, I agree with you, and I'm thankful that your children are like that. But there are other parents, even if they're doing their job, they consider the teacher the god. And I know most parents agree. Teacher says son won't come out tomorrow. I said, well, it will. No, Mrs. Smith said it won't. If they can indoctrinate them that, don't you think they can go the next step? You want to hear my next guest coming up, specifically targeting the Florida law. But it could be coming to your state. Stand by. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The Florida House of Representatives recently passed a bill that supporters say gives more protections to parents. The bill would allow parents to sue schools if they violate provisions of that bill. If you're watching at Larry Connors, USA YouTube as we live stream, I could hold up sections of the bill for you, but let me just try to cut to the chase on it. A piece was written by Heritage in promoting or talking about this story and saying that children are being targeted with sexual content, not just in social media, but also school curriculum. As with recent controversies, however, leaders in Florida are fighting back. Lawmakers in the Sunshine State introducing a new bill, Parental Rights in Education. If the name doesn't ring a bell, maybe because big media mislabeled it as the Don't Say Gay bill. Which is not. Joining me now is a first-time guest for Larry Connors USA. Glad to have him. He's got an excellent background with the Heritage Foundation. Researches rights, speaks on policy regarding religious liberty, civil society, author of a dozen books or so, appearing on numerous documentaries, various essays and articles with the Harvard Business Review, the National Review Online, Huffington Post. Jay Richards, glad to have you on board, sir.
Hey, Larry, great to be with you.
Well, let me get into this piece, and I assume your name is attached to this with Heritage, as it appeared on their hot sheet today. I don't know if you actually wrote that, but get your thumbnail sketch of the sunshine, the bill in Florida, this the state-controlled media, as I call them, called Don't Say Gay Bill.
Yeah, it's absolutely not what it is. It really is what the bill is called. It's the Parental Rights in Education Bill. And so basically, almost the entire bill area is dedicated to making sure there's transparency in education, especially in K-12. So in other words, if schools are going to teach something, parents ought to be in the know about it. And then they also say that teachers should be prohibited from introducing, frankly, sexual topics to kids from kindergarten through third grade. So sexual orientation, gender identity, the teacher shouldn't be telling them there are no boys and girls, asking them to choose their gender identity. So stuff that until a few years ago, everybody knew was common sense. You don't introduce, whatever your views on that, you don't introduce this kind of stuff in kindergarten. And so for that, transparency and don't sexualize kids in kindergarten, critics are calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill. And I think the reason they're doing that is because, frankly, 90% of the population is going to think it's a good idea if you actually talk about it accurately.
Yeah, and to that extent, it also allows parents to sue schools, correct?
That's right. And so, I mean, what Florida is doing is they're recognizing what already exists. Parents already have rights over their children, what they're taught. We may delegate the right to teach our children to a school, but it's still delegated. It's still the parent's primary responsibility. And so what Florida says is, look, in a dispute about what is age appropriate or what ought to be taught to kids, we're going to line up in favor of the parents. And so we're going to give parents the rights to sue schools that don't do that. So this really does kind of put some teeth in the law, because schools have wanted to drag their feet on these transparency movements because, well, they say it's really difficult to put this online or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right. Like CRT, CRT, teaching the white kids you should feel inferior and you should feel guilty. I mean, all of this stuff. I remember back in high school, and no, I did not ride a horse to and from high school at a log cabin. Some of you might be thinking that if you're watching this at Larry Connors USA YouTube, but I did not. But at our high school, if you wanted to read Catcher in the Rye, you had to get permission from your parent and then had to sign for it, and you had to be judged appropriate by your teachers as well to get it. I was one of the few students that was allowed to read that and some other books. I'm not saying I was so smart or anything else. It's just that they sensed that, you know, it would be acceptable for me to read that and similar books. They didn't ban the books. They just said we need to make sure that it is age appropriate. That was years ago, right. And I had no problem with it. I don't know if anyone else had a problem. But what we have happening now is, as you said, kids that are not even puberty yet, teaching them that they may not really be a boy. I don't care what that thing is between your legs, that you may not really be a boy. If they can confuse and indoctrinate kids at that level, certainly how that traumatizes them going forward.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, there's a parent in Canada right now that's suing over just this. Their little girl went to school. I think she's a kindergartner. It was told by her teacher, there are no boys and girls. We all pick from this kind of array of gender identities, and you can pick your own. Well, one of the first things kids learn is that there are adults and kids, and there are boys and girls. And so to be taught that by an authority figure, it's disastrous. I mean, it is, in many ways, it's kind of ideological grooming in which schools, when they do this, are trying to teach kids this whole new set of categories to think about human nature. Well, and not only is that problematic, but at the very least, if they're going to do it, certainly the parents should know something about it.
Let's start there. But what state were you referring to that particular case?
So that actually is happening in Canada, but there's a case in Florida with parents.
I know there are others. That's why I asked. Yesterday I ran several clips of a piece that Dennis Prager did from his PragerU talking about if I were principal, what I would do. And one of the things is would take out all this kind of talk. And an excellent essay, and I give him credit for it. Yes. Melanie, one of my listeners, wrote in saying, I live in Maine, and my daughter was indoctrinated by the Gender and Sexuality Alliance in her public high school, and her friend's mom and stepmom groomed her, telling her she was transgender. And my family hasn't seen her since certain dates she dates. In fact, later claims that a non-relative woman stole my daughter with lies and money. She's saying basically that particular child, her child, was subjected to that. Now, in response to that, another listener wrote, Donetta said, if parents are doing their job, our children cannot be indoctrinated. I have 3 children, 5 years difference, and nothing like that's going on. My point being, and I want to see if you agree or disagree, some children are going to be more susceptible, just like more adults are susceptible to I'll try this drug just one time. Won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It could kill you, but try it one time. If adults supposedly can make such stupid decisions, and if it's pushed on kids constantly, the pressure has to be altering.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know, so in the UK, for instance, in the last 10 years, the number of young girls reporting with so-called gender dysphoria, so this discomfort with their biological sex, has increased by 4,400%. So that's 44 times more girls reporting with this.
Well, 4,400. Let me re-stress that. You said 4,400%?
That's exactly right. 4,400% increase in the last 10 years. What we're dealing with is what Lisa Lippman, who used to be at Brown University, called rapid onset gender dysphoria, in which you have before, there were always a small percentage of kids, usually young boys, that would sometimes present with these symptoms. They feel discomfort with their biological sex. Most of them actually grow out of it. But now we have this massive contamination, a social contagion of young girls, unfortunately, getting this both from social media and then also now from school authorities.
So and from the president the other day in the State of the Union saying,
right,
I've got your back, LGBTQ community, and anything that's against transgenders is hate crime.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, the White House at the end of last year issued a 50-page strategy document called the National Strategy on Gender Equity and Equality that's really filled with this gender ideology. And so I'm not sure what's going on in President Biden's head, but clearly,
I can't do that either.
But whoever's in charge has absolutely tied their wagon to this star of gender ideology. And unfortunately, most Americans are just now starting to wake up to it, but it's been happening, unfortunately, for years.
And, you know, and I have pointed out numerous times to my audience, if someone is truly, truly confused about their gender, and not because someone approached them or said anything, but they, in their own mind, I feel for them. I pray for them. I mean, I can't imagine being that confused, but in the last 30 seconds, do you think this Florida bill will be replicated and stand up in court?
It certainly will stand up in court. There's absolutely nothing that anybody's going to be able to challenge legally. The problem right now is that, frankly, a lot of Republicans are worried about the press, but I'm optimistic that it will pass next Tuesday when it's voted on. And if so, I really hope lots and lots of states will use Florida as a guide for what they do in their own states.
Jay, thank you very much for your time and your expertise, sir.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
You bet. We'll do it again. Jay Richards, Heritage Foundation, Dean of Religious Liberty and Civil Society. I got a text on my phone last night. When I tell you who I got this text from, well, let me put it this way. If you're watching this live stream right now, you're going to see. If you're not, you got time to tune in. Larry Connors USA live stream. Larry Connors USA YouTube live stream right now. Because something's going to happen on air when I read this text, I'm claiming no responsibility for.
Got me waking, bald man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water that you won't let Jimmy start, big boy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, somehow or another, my phone number got distributed to somebody. And I'm going to read you something they sent me in a moment. And as I said, if you're watching it, Larry Connors USA YouTube, as we're live streaming all programs now, and many of you are in a position where you can't really watch, you're doing something else, I understand that. But I also see that many of you later go to Larry Connors USA YouTube channel and pull up that day's broadcast and pretty much watch it in its entirety. And I know many of you who rely upon our podcast of each program. I get asked often, how's that podcast? It's a radio show. I know I get a little defiant. It's a radio show. But then we do make a podcast out of it for those who can't listen live. I have a lot of first responders who listen to this program because they know I'm all about law and order. And I have a lot of folks who are anti-law and order who listen to this program because they know I'm about law and order, and they're waiting to catch me in something. I know they are. You're going to catch me constantly saying law and order. Defend it and defend the men and women who are willing to stand in the gap between us and the thugs. And if you're one of the thugs, so be it. You need to change your ways or pay a price for it. And if you're one of the thugs, don't be shouting to me, Black Lives Matter, if you were in the process of shooting down another black person in a black neighborhood and possibly injuring, if not killing, a black resident. You don't care about black lives any more than the Black Lives Matter movement has for the communities that have been trashed and burned throughout the last several years. How much money, riddle me this, how much money have they put in to help get rid of some of the vacant buildings and to clean the areas up and rebuild and help? How much money? Don't bother looking it up. If there's any money, it's small. Even in Ferguson, where a lot of it started, they said, we haven't seen the money we should have gotten. Oh, you know where you can find it. You can go Patricia Kalor, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, admitting it's a Marxist philosophy. Well, she has five separate homes she bought with Black Lives Matter money. She will say it wasn't that money, but yeah, come on. And now the Democrat committee owns Black Lives Matter, the logo, the name, everything, and the $60-plus million supposedly in the account. And it's going to go into a war chest for 2022 coming up and again in 2024. And they're going to be out there promoting more BLM, looking mainly to collect your dollars to find candidates that will run. 25 Democrats minimum are saying, we're not going to bother running. What are we going to run on? This year's been a disaster. In just 1 year, this country is upside down, and you cannot blame it all on COVID. And the very fact that Biden doesn't even want to allow more drilling and oil in this country and is allowing us to buy from Russia right now. So I get this text last night. Missouri Democrats need your support. How the hell do they get my name on the Missouri Democrat list? I will track this down. I will find out who did this. Missouri Democrats need your support. Trump allies like Josh Hawley are setting the stage for a Republican takeover. If they succeed, Trumpism will return. Voting rights suppressed. Tax increases on millions of Americans. And completing and naming the border wall after Donald Trump. Stand with us. Send money. See this? This is my response to you and your stupid send money. And everything you just named. And then throwing in that lie that they're going to rebuild it and name it after Donald Wall. Call it the Donald Trump Wall. Yeah, I will tell you this. You're right to the extent that Trump allies like Josh Hawley and those who are not Trump allies like Democrats and independents are realizing don't like what we got out of this last election. Many Democrats didn't think Biden would be as progressive as he has been. Many progressives think he's not been as progressive as they wanted him to be. And now while we continue to, we won't put in sanctions against any more oil coming from Russia because the Secretary of State he has says it's not really a strategic impact. Like Jed Saski saying the other day, well, building the pipeline right now won't mean anything right now. And Pete Buttigieg yesterday saying we don't need a permanent solution for a short-term issue, they're all whacked out. They are sniffing gasoline fumes, but they won't use it or don't want you to use it. Think I'm over the top? Right, I am. And I want to thank you for spreading the word about this program. You are the ones making this program accelerate, not just in this market, but across the U.S., the Bay. Thank you. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.